All right.
It's on.
Okay, so I'm going to call the meeting to order for the subgroup of the City Council regarding the City Manager Evaluation Process. It's July 25th, 1 p.m. Around the table is John Baker, who we've invited to provide some input for us today. Interim City Manager Ted Smith, City Recorder Peggy Hawker, Councilors Laura Swanson, Mark Salins, and myself, Councilor David Allen. Briefly, before we get into the agenda item, which will have John and probably Ted giving us some feedback, just want to note that this is the fourth meeting of the subgroup. We've met on April 11th, May 2nd, May 16th, and today will be our fourth meeting. After the May 16th meeting, we had two City Council work sessions in which this was discussed on May 20th and July 1st, and the City Council asked the subgroup, the three of us on the Council, to get some feedback from John Baker and Ted Smith as far as how we want to proceed in this process since we're now transitioning into the selection of a new City Manager. And that will probably, hopefully, occur by the end of the year. So with that said, Laura, Mark, you want to add anything before we hand it over to John?
Well, I think that's a very accurate and detailed list of the process we've gone through. And I guess I would just emphasize that when we started, obviously we thought we were going to be continuing to work with Jim. And part of our emphasis was having input from whoever that city manager is that we're going to be evaluating. So obviously after Jim left, this committee kind of said, well, you know, let's pull back a little bit and continue working out the process, but realize that we're going to want, at some point, want some input for whoever that new city manager is. And Ted has now been here long enough to have kind of a sense of what that position feels like, so we wanted to hear from you, Ted. And of course, John, you're always welcome with your great advice.
How what's your
proceed,
part?
So. I'd be the last one to say, oh, no, here's trouble.
I wouldn't.
So
we already said that before.
Yeah, so anyway, but the end game is still the same. You know, mm-hmm. How do we come up with, speaking for myself and I think probably Laura, a process that when it comes time to really look at the evaluation that we've set it up so that the person being evaluated has got a fair shake, but even more so we've got the right pieces of information in hand, and we've been tracking that throughout the year to really do a high quality review instead of it being kind of a, you know, last minute sort of let's get it done.
Well, and everything's even.
Yeah,
we have an even playing board that all the councilors know what everything is supposed to be as far as good, bad, and indifferent. Yeah. So we need some training there. And I'm hoping that you can do that, although, you know, it's fine being a teacher, I can do it too, but yeah, I think it'd be better coming from you.
Just so you know, I'm going to keep track of time pretty closely because I know Ted and Peggy have to get to the airport committee meeting at 2
too.
O'clock. So,
And I'm going to go if I can.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's probably not going to be going along with John, so that's good. Just a quick disclosure, Mark, you didn't say it, but I think it's just an important note. During this recruitment process for city manager, Mark has expressed interest. At the last work session, we indicated that Mark has recused himself on the city manager selection process issue, but since this was more of a generic issue, we all felt comfortable, and Mark felt comfortable to talk generically about the city manager evaluation process, even though he may in fact be applying for the position himself, and we didn't see that as an issue, so I just wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that, and I should have said something about it. I guess on my behalf, I'll say, and I said this to the city council, I've done this for so many years, governmental reviews, that it just seemed kind of second nature that I would be here.
Good.
So thanks.
Just wanted to point that out.
Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate what Mark just said, too, because all the input you can get before you actually come up with a process is really helpful. Well, I applaud you first for taking evaluation seriously. A lot of organizations, it's just sort of a thing they do, but it's not very helpful, and it's time-consuming if it's not helpful and a waste of time. And I'll just say right off the bat, looking down, I think you've covered a lot of the elements in your previous work that people need to look at and actually both evaluate themselves and be evaluated. I think, and I don't think this would be talking to deaf ears, that the council is responsible and does take that responsibility. It sounds to me like that it is your duty to make an evaluation that works, and that you can evaluate the city manager and get better performance or improved performance. I just say three things as I start, and you know, I know, jump in at any time and that sort of thing, because I brought a few things. I guess I'm more focused on the product rather than all those elements, because the elements are good. I mean, I think I could take those elements anywhere, and you come up with the elements that I think a person would be evaluated on and with. But there are really three types of goals, and one of the sheets that you put in here towards the end, and you've got three types in there in a way. I hope I can get to that page. Anyway, it's a page that says goals for improvement was one of them. I think it has three sections. And I was glad you did that, because thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I have that. We have that one. Thanks, okay. Dave. There are really three types of goals. There are routine goals, which is the job description. And so for whatever the job description is of the city manager that you folks focus and probably that person focuses on, and maybe even some of the staff focus on, what do we need from a city manager? You end up with job description, be it the wastebasket emptying, be it you know, working successfully with Peggy, whatever it is, you have those. It might be 20 of them, it might be 25. Those are routine goals, and you can look at those every year and say, maybe that person, the new city manager, evaluates himself or herself, and then the council individually and then collectively evaluate the person on those things that they know about. I think one of the nice things you did on the form that I got that you did is you said over at the right, something like insufficient information or don't know or something like that, so it doesn't figure into any averages you would do. That's really good. And one thing that I would suggest as we go along is I really don't like a midpoint very much, because then people you know, can kind of just say average or something like that. What I really like is, I think your term was exceptional or something like that, which is a good word. Then I think something like very good. And then no in between, and then there's needs improvement, and then needs improvement badly, and then unknown, something like that. It's a 5-point scale, but it forces people to say they're either doing the job satisfactorily, and that would be less than exceptional, but satisfactorily, or it isn't quite satisfactory. So you force what I think is a kind of a, yeah, I'm okay on that one, or I'm not okay on it. It's not, I'm slightly okay and slightly not okay. I just throw that out as something that I've seen in the past. And I'm pretty much drawing what I say from the experience of working with lots and lots of organizations, both in hiring managers and also evaluating managers. So the three types of goals that seem important are routine goals. The second type to me are corrective, you know, they just need to get better at something, and you can identify those. The third type of goals, and there's not much latitude, these are the three that are out there, are innovative goals. Gee, if that person could do this, wouldn't that make this place better? Wouldn't our relationship with a person be better? Wouldn't, you know what I mean? And it also says that if you ask the question, are we really utilizing all your skills adequately, it kind of gets to that one. No, I have a skill that you haven't asked me about that I think would be very helpful to you as a council, something like that. So I just wanted to throw out those three kinds of goals. So, and then one other thing just in advance I'd say, and I'm in this case I'm trying to think as a councilor here or a city council person and saying, if there's a big section in there that says, I have to do some evaluating, and it's really about department heads, then I would probably have to answer quite often over in the I don't have sufficient information or I don't know, which is okay. But I brought a document today that could get your information without you having to do that, and you could get it through the city manager and through the department heads themselves, and I'll share that with you in a minute. You can take a look at it. I'm just throwing out this information, and I know that some of it will be tossed and some of it you may find valuable, and that's great.
Well, the city manager's evaluation also needs to come from the department heads, not just council.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I would expect that there would be a review of this document with a department head meeting, maybe with some of the council represented there.
That's one thing I should point out, though, we didn't say in the start, and that is sort of a sort of a desire and a parallel track to this is having a form of 360-degree.
I brought an instrument of such.
Where, you know, the council itself evaluates how well have we done as well.
But I also like to see department heads and city manager evaluate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's part of that.
Okay.
I was going to say that. And then the other thing I wanted to, before I forget, I really appreciate that you highlight on that. Don't like midpoints very much.
Yeah.
Because we all sat around this table and with an educator here, we said, well, how many of us took home a report card of straight C's and that was okay with our parents? Not, you know, so it's like if you create that opportunity for average to be okay, then that's
okay
really,
when I was teaching.
that's really, you know, all your employee can be expected to aspire to.
Yeah. I just throw it out. It seems to work better than
it's
the
a
other
good
one
point.
I, from
it's
my
a very
experience,
good
and that's all I can go on, really, is my experience on that. Well, I'll kind of get to this. I said, well, you know, looking at the document, you know, and we can do a rating, whatever the rating is, but, you know, to see improvement from year to year, in some ways I don't like numbers, and in some ways I do, but one of the things I like about numbers is you can compare statistically a little bit with how they did from year to year if they have a long-term goal and,
right.
and you're trying to get improvement, or if they have an innovative goal and you want to see if it's going to go on over a year, you want to see did they jump into it, how are they doing with it. So I kind of like to have that sort of thing in a format.
So John, our response, that issue which we talked about was, with numbers there's a tendency for people to use numbers and then convert those to letters, and then you get into the grading system,
yeah.
and then people fall back to the old ABCD
yeah.
fail. And I guess what we were trying to do is getting away from the tendency of that to happen, even though that might not be our initial intent. We felt perhaps, and this came up a form from the city of Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm.
We felt this document with explanations and, you know, abbreviations, mm-hmm. EE, you know, acronyms, yeah. would keep people away from that. I hear what you're saying about yeah. statistically looking at stuff over yeah. the years, but I don't know. I'm wondering whether we need numbers to actually gauge the evaluation process, because again, numbers can be used and they can be misused.
Yeah.
And I prefer yeah. sometimes to, or at least my opinion is to stay away from that and use more explanations
and
descriptions.
If we need that kind of percent, you know, looking at statistics across the board, eventually, and I hope not the first round, we could assign numbers to those evaluations so that
yeah,
would end up
sure.
being a five, you know, kind of. But I think, like David said, in the past, there's been so much trouble with that and also not the level of evaluation that we
yeah.
really kind of need for the first round or two to not get into the number issues.
Right.
You can do it, like when I go out and particularly one for the new city manager to evaluate staff, particularly department heads, I don't have numbers. I have like left and I qualify it like these, only a little bit more detail. I like this a lot, and I put it on the end of this format I'm going to show you. I just put a little number to those things, you know, but you wouldn't have to. You could just say this would be high left if you want to make left, you know, the most valuable. But there needs to be, in most evaluation, from my point of view, a criteria for why people mark the way they did. Because when I show you one other piece other than just this one evaluation, I'm going to, and I think I shared that with Mark maybe at the last meeting or something,
mm-hmm.
The 360 degree thing, that coupled with what you come up with will really give you a significant instrument. And I always believe that the person being evaluated, no matter at what level, gets to fill out the same form that you fill out, and then whoever's doing the evaluating fills it out as well. On the 360,
right.
it would be the council, it would be the city manager, it would be the department heads that would all have a shot at, you know, what needs to be done. So you would really learn what you need to learn. And what I look at down the road, whether it's numbers or not numbers, and I hardly ever recommend numbers except for this particular issue with council maybe coming in and then some council members leaving and that sort of thing. But you have to tie the numbers to something like this, where it's explained
right.
fully what it is, and people are off the same criteria. I think I brought one document, and I can get Cindy can make a copy of it to show you the five that I have on the one I use for employees that are being evaluated by a CEO, and it's It doesn't have numbers. It just has a line, a continuum line, and so they can mark to the left, which would be outstanding, a little bit further right, and then in the middle. But you can, it's kind of hard to take away the middle, you know, in a right. process like that. But I like taking away the middle.
That would, in essence, create kind of a scatter plot.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
How
that's
you're
right.
Doing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Pretty interesting.
Let me show you. I'll pass these out and just give you. Let's see. She got everything. Good for her. She's very, very effective.
Ten.
I probably have several. And I've already seen a few little modifications. I'm just giving you this as something you could look at. You may not like it. You may like it. I don't know.
I already see a satisfactory number three, which you want to stay away from.
Yeah. That's one I blocked out. Yeah. And so it would just be a 5-4-2-1-0 is what would be the numbers if you bought into this system type of thing. Now, something I like about this is generally there's just one thing on each one, and you were pretty darn good at that too on what you gave me to look at. What I see a lot of times in evaluations that if the evaluator has more than one thing in one block, it's very hard for people to evaluate that because they say, yeah, that person did a good job here, but they didn't there, and it's all in one document. And you can add to this. You know, I just put these four down. I took this from an evaluation I worked with at the hospital years ago. But you can take a look at this and say, well, you could put six under Section A or take these out. But you can see it's pretty darn close to, and I actually took some things off of your document to put on here. But I saw a lot of commonality, which I think says there's some strength in it, I guess, that, other people that are trying to evaluate a manager in a very important job also see some of the same things. Leadership and relations with staff, and we ran in a little bit with that with the last city manager, council, and employees, because I mean, I worked with them, as you all know, on the council, and there was just some issues there that I think people were working on. Demonstrates sensitivity towards person affected by administrative decisions. Has a high profile with employees. I just met the new manager of the PUD, a remarkable person. She thought she was real old. She's 52. I thought she was real young. She's going to be a dynamic, wonderful manager. And
I thought that was Ted's wife.
Smith, yeah.
Her last name is Smith, yes.
Isn't her first name Deborah?
I think it is.
It is Deborah, yeah. Right.
How funny.
But anyway, I just look at this with different people, and she's already worried about establishing that high profile with employees by visiting and doing all kinds of things like that. So, you know, these things are fairly common to any CEO that's really out there to do a good job. Relation with government authorities, you see the headings are almost the same to yours. Community relations, very important for a city manager. Financial management, you hit that hard on yours. In fact, this might be from your property. Resource, it should be management. Planning, vision, I like that. I think I did. I always like this little theory of managing the bone theory.
Can I interrupt you for a moment? I apologize.
Yeah.
Why you brought this up, this particular form, is because ours is too long? Is that what you were saying?
I brought it up just to make it as specific as I could. And if you see anything on this that you think would fit yours, that's fine. Or if you think this would do the job, that's fine. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not trying to implant anything. I'm just saying I find this to be a very workable process and format for other evaluation of either commissions or to CEOs or councils to city managers, that sort of thing. But, you know, the bone theory, and I'm looking at what you said, and it kind of fits this. The first thing is the wishbone. Are they going someplace? Do they have dreams? Do they have desires to get someplace? Mm-hmm. Then there's the funny bone. Do they have a sense of humor? Can they, kind of go with the flow? And the last one is the backbone. Do they have the courage to act when action is needed? And I'll tell you, I see more people fail in top management positions because they don't courageously act when it's needed. And so those things you put in your evaluation, and I saw that there, and that's good. I just thought, when I saw what you had done, I thought of the bone theory of management. Personal traits, very important. Professional activities. Oh, here are those three things. So you had goals for the coming year. What I love about that is if you're sitting with your city manager, which I know you would be as a council, you're going to have some goals for the coming year, and a lot of those are going to be, we want this job, particular job, to be done. You know, we want, what's the street that goes, Big Creek. We want the Big Creek road work to be done by next year because that's what we were promised, you know. So Big Creek, well, whose job is it to get that done? It's the city manager's through his public works department, through contractees and stuff like that. So those goals. Then job-related strengths, I think that's down the list a little bit. I love it that you want to praise the person or you want to call attention to the person's strengths anyway. Plans to strengthen performance. So I see these as programmatic goals. I see these as corrective goals, and almost all of those are interpersonal types of goals. I think Jim Boltberg might still be here if there was some strength there. And I like Jim a lot. But, you know, 95%, and I read three studies, and one of them is 93, one's 95, and one's 97, and I found it to be true in 40 years of doing this. 95% of the people that get fired for cause get fired because they can't get along successfully with other people. Mm-hmm. It's not because they technically can't do their job.
Right.
So that has to be a big thing in terms of goals to improve people. You know, and so those are corrective, almost always corrective goals. Sometimes they're things, well, sometimes they're things like doesn't answer the phone or return emails or whatever. And then innovative. And so I just throw that in. This is a perfect page for that, and I like all the things you said there. And I love it that you kind of sign off on that. The mayor signs off for the council on that. I love both people signing off, and I think that probably David would say as an attorney that if somebody refuses to sign something that's important to the organization, just bring a witness in and you say, we're witnessing you not signing it, but you got it. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, John, I guess I'm just trying to... So what we have here is the first three pages is going through... Okay, so let me just back up. So regardless of what form we're using, we had or this one, so...
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Sure.
Each council member... Let's just use your form, for example.
Okay.
The first three pages, each council member would fill this form out, or... if they chose to not fill it out but have it in front of them when we actually have the evaluation with the city manager, and then in an executive session, which is where it usually occurs, is it your kind of experience that we all be sitting around the table, each person has a chance to speak generally about what they wrote in this evaluation, or they can verbalize it.
Sure.
We go around the table. And then you're also saying the city manager would also fill this out for himself, and then perhaps he would go through that.
He might go through it with the council.
Right.
There are several ways to do it, but he would fill it out, and here is what I've learned by both the council and the city manager filling it out, and I've done a lot of these with towns and organizations, city. Except for a city manager being totally out of sync with who she or he is, they're almost identical to what the council does. And what you hope for is that they are. But if they aren't, then the council would say, well, we haven't found that to be so. Here's what we have found. Because the council would probably meet before they would sit down with the city manager to talk about what they as a council have come up with on that evaluation. Then they bring that person in, and it's kind of like sharing, well, yeah, we agree with you on this, this, and this, but we see it a little differently. You're pretty negative about yourself here. We see that working pretty well from our point of view. Or more commonly, it would be, we don't see it quite that well from our point of view. That isn't working as well, and here's why. So it's a discussion.
Okay, but I guess the signature, so what you're saying, I'm going to be clear.
Sure.
On the signature, the last page, is this then a separate page from the ones that we're filling out as a council? So we fill these three pages out, we go through it around the table, we talk to the city manager, perhaps he fills out these first three pages. Are you saying that after that discussion, we then have a group discussion with the city manager talking about these three items, and that gets filled out during the evaluation where we're all sitting around the table?
That's right.
And then, and it's almost like the result of the evaluation. So this last page kind of like, what's our conclusion based on this evaluation?
Excellent.
So we all work together as a group with the city manager. We fill these items out, perhaps at that meeting towards the end of that executive session. City manager, on behalf of the council, signs off on it, which then I suppose we then, that would be basically our statement about the evaluation, because one thing we did want to mention to you was the council agreed, and we recommended it, is after this evaluation happens in closed session, the documents we fill out will be public record. So
yes, right.
The news media and any member of the public can get a copy of each of the evaluations we filled out and the city manager filled out. Now, the department heads is a separate issue, and I'm going to get to that in a second.
Yeah, good.
Okay,
yeah.
But I want to talk about
good.
The council
sure.
and the city manager. My sense would be, well, the forms that the council fills out will be matter of public record. Mm-hmm. The city manager's perhaps. What we talk about in that executive session stays confidential, mm-hmm. but we did want, as a council, to have a public statement about the evaluation that we and the city manager could agree upon, and mm-hmm. then disclose that either that evening the evening meeting or a following meeting. I'm getting the sense that what you're saying is this last page would be the page that we fill out as a council with the city manager signed off on, mm-hmm. which could then be how we want to approach the public statement part of the evaluation process.
Exactly right, and this would be a kind of a positive thing. Even if there were some corrective things you'd like to see done, there would be some goals that would be programmatic that everybody would like in the city. There would be some things that any CEO needs to be looking at some improvement.
Okay.
I can't think of any. And then there would be a couple of innovative things, and that would be a nice statement for the public to see. Right?
I just have one more question. Department heads. Okay. Now, with the department heads' evaluations, is it your sense that you would want those department head evaluations to, number one, there's only like 7 or 8 department heads,
yeah.
to each just anonymously fill them out, or,
yes.
And if they do, we could probably figure out perhaps who they are, but anyways,
yeah.
only the council would see those at that time of the executive session, so we would get them at the time in which perhaps we're all sitting around the table
yeah.
without the city manager. We can go through the department head evaluations, mm-hmm. look at them, put those aside, so when the city manager comes in, he doesn't see those,
yeah.
because that might be an issue, but he can at least know that we looked at them and that can help inform us?
Yeah.
Or do you think the city manager should at least have a discussion about what we saw in those department head evaluations
Definitely.
Without seeing them perhaps personally, or maybe he can see them, I don't
All
know.
Right. I think usually as I've seen it, and I might as well give you this one now because it answers that question and you formulated it very well. That's exactly what I see happening.
One more.
I will say this, the final issue would be, if we do have department head evaluations in the executive session and we discuss them, the question that would have to be resolved is, if there was a public records request for the evaluation forms, the city council evaluation forms would clearly be disclosed. The city managers, perhaps, the question that I think would have to be, I guess, clarified, or at least we'd have to get some advice on, even though mm-hmm. it's not determined
yeah.
specifically or, you know, as a final decision. Would department heads' evaluations also be disclosed publicly? Because that might impact how candidly they fill them out.
Yeah,
yeah they are not signed. I'm going to talk a little bit about this 360 very briefly because I know you've got
that was all the questions.
Very important. But what I was trying to do is to get away from the city council having to go out into a department and kind of get a feeling for, because you probably know anyway from visiting and that sort of thing. But I was trying to get the department heads themselves to give you the information through this kind of an instrument where they, with anonymity, fill out how they feel about these things, and they would be evaluating the city manager. That's what this is about. And the city manager would be evaluating himself or herself in this, and the council would also evaluate the city manager. And many of these are affective behavior types of things, interpersonal behavior, which is where most people need to get some strong input anyway, because the programmatic things, they have goals now that you've created for them, and they see deadline, I need to get this done, I need to get that done, but I'm going to get it done through my department managers, basically.
One final point.
Okay.
I'm not concerned. The issue to me isn't whether the department heads sign off on it
right.
as an anonymity. The issue I'm going to want clarified is, regardless of whether it's anonymous
yeah.
or not, if these department head evaluation forms are going to be disclosed publicly, then regardless of whether they're anonymous or not, they're going to have a lot of information in them that perhaps some people filling them out might want to not put down if they know it's going to be released publicly. So I guess, regardless of whether they sign off on it or not, that issue needs to be determined because I can
yeah.
see department heads being more candid in this, even if they don't sign off on it, if they know it's not going to be publicly disclosed versus publicly disclosed.
Here's what I do, and I've never had a question before, and I've worked with a lot of organizations that have to be concerned with the law, cities, PUDs, hospitals, that sort of thing. is I'm usually the one that collects those personally from like the department heads. And I tabulate them, and if you turn to about page, there are 45 questions that come from the American Managerial Association, they come from City Manager Association, they come from In Search of Excellence, they come from John Baker. They've been field tested hundreds of times, and they've been field tested initially by Oregon State University. But anyway, there's a spreadsheet, and it has like, let's say if it was Ted here, Ted would evaluate himself in these 45 himself, and then his manager is the council, so the council. And what I do with the individual council members is I take those and I tabulate them, and I get the averages. I also get, I do a little factor analyzing them too, but I want to see, you know, what the spread is. Like, is there one person that just is down on everything the person does, and they've just taken a ruler and marked over on the negative side, or is it sort of hopping around, which you would think then they're considering every issue and every point. And then I take an average. Now, an average, you know, as you all know, is it kind of can fool you, because there might be two terrible scores and three wonderful scores, but the average is down, and so it sort of doesn't give you a real picture. But the spreadsheet does. But it doesn't say who it was, but it says those things that need to be looked at. The norm for this instrument is that there are 10 things that people can improve in, and that 10 out of 45, that ain't bad, you know. There are also 10 things that most people say are nirvana. You've done a great job, and we're happy with what you've done. And then there are a whole bunch, you know, that are kind of hover around, yeah, you're doing okay. And this one, you'll see in this particular instrument, it has disagree, agree, and it doesn't have a midpoint either. And it's been used a lot, and I've never heard anybody, even managers that get a lot more than 10 things they need to be working on, say it wasn't a value to them because of the process. I've never had any public outburst because, you know, it was in the press, and some of the things I've done were in the press. I'll give you one from Redmond, Oregon. The head of the finance for Redmond years ago, I don't even remember his name, thank goodness, but out of the 45, he had 40 things that people hated. Well, he wasn't long for the world in Redmond, as you could guess. And, you know, it was published, and they said that the evaluation showed that there was great disagreement in his ability to run the department. He was on his way out by the council anyway, you know, or by the city manager, actually.
So, a quick question.
But that's not...
David, that. You've focused a lot on department heads. I'm wondering, well, first of all, it seems like if you've contracted somebody to create the summary, then theoretically the individual ones that went into that aren't necessarily public record.
I'm not going to give an advice on that. I'm just posing the question.
No, I think
I'm not advising,
but
I'm just posing the
question. And we have found it out. But my bigger question is, with as long as I've been in government, sometimes, I mean, and it made me think of it because it says employee across here. So it really should be a spread of not only almost like randomly picked employees. Some of them are department heads. Some of them are lower down the chain.
I'm
wondering what your reaction
is to that. I stick to the people that are directly supervised by the manager. The employees, they should be evaluating their department head if you wanted to carry it down. But I don't try to get into a firefight like that. And you hit something. You hit something really important, Mark, and that is the summaries. I generally have been asked when I've been asked to tabulate, kind of like I was for the fairgrounds, you know, should we have a fairgrounds or not in a fair and that sort of thing. And then I make the summaries. And then I field test the summaries. I might bring it to you folks and say, here's my summary. What do you think?
Right.
You know, and you can do it in an executive session. I don't care how
you do that publicly with the last employee survey.
Did you?
Publicly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And we decided as a subgroup and the council agreed, we'll probably do an employee survey every 3 to 4 years, not every year like we have been doing.
Yeah.
That's a separate issue, and I think we're putting that on hold for quite a while.
Yeah.
But the department head evaluation specific to each annual evaluation of the city manager is an entirely different issue.
You would learn an awful lot by this process, and also, to me, it's like whether you do the form that you gave me, and the form I gave is very similar to yours. It just adds the numbers and that sort of thing. And then, because it ends up with, here are the goals we want the person to work on for next year. This isn't so much a rating, and you would like to have the person be so effective, you don't have to rate them all the time, except it is a rating. Did they get the job done, given those goals that you gave them to work on? And I think that's the critical aspect of it. But let me just show you real quick what this...
John, your recommendation is, if the department heads on an annual basis have the opportunity to evaluate, your suggestion would be, They send those evaluations anonymously to you directly as our independent contractor. Right. Then you then tabulate and summarize those into some form that we could, you know, utilize usefully. Right. At the executive session, when we're evaluating the city manager with our own evaluation forms, you'll distribute that. We can see what the department heads did based on your summary, and then perhaps the city manager can also look at that summary.
Right.
So we can all talk that together, which probably, since it is based on evaluations, would be the part that would be disclosable as a public record. And but again, there would be enough, I guess, steps in the process to keep it generic and useful. Into
would
the
you board. Form a summary of the council's evaluations or not?
I'll tell you how I've been asked to come in on councils and boards of directors and that. I've been hired quite a few times to come in and just sit through a meeting. And then either the hospital board or a council or a commission has an executive session, and they say, what did you see, John? Because the personnel is involved. And, I can think of one I did for one hospital, and I said, well, let me just point out something that happened. A big company that is in your district, there was a fellow there in the meeting, and he stood up and he says, well, the way we feel at the Acme Corporation is, and he went on to this big harangue about how they felt at the Acme Corporation. They had about 800 employees. Well, this commission was buying into what he was saying. I pointed this out at their meeting, instead of saying, I wish you would have asked that, but I couldn't speak during the meeting. You know, they wanted to wait till the executive says, I wish you would have asked him, say, well, could you tell us, sir, specifically, for whom do you speak?
Right.
Because he was talking, and they were buying into his generalizations, and he had no authority to speak for the other 800 employees or whatever it was. So, you know, the executive sessions are wonderful for that, and I like the summary that David's getting at, where you say, let's have the city manager look at this because he was a part of it. Let's have us look at it, and then let's get together and talk about it. And I would give a summary for you to go at, and that would just be my point of view is all, but your point of views would add to that probably too. And you end up with a reevaluation, and I think this is the end result you'd want. When we get all done, we want very clear goals that we all agree are the critical things to be working on this year, and then next year the evaluation is going to be easy.
To me, what's important is, and just going through this process for the past few years in the prior time I was in the council, is I think it's important for each council member to have the opportunity to fill out an evaluation form, bring it to them to the executive session. Some may choose not to, and they can verbalize it.
Yeah, I agree.
But those that choose to fill it out will then be cognizant and aware that this will be disclosed publicly. The same with your summary for the department heads.
That's right.
And perhaps even the city manager's evaluation form. Now, if the city manager doesn't want to fill one out for himself, he can verbalize it during the executive session. But what's important is what's verbalized in the executive session stays in confidence. What's
That's
written
right.
down is disclosable. So I think rather than having the public rely on the evaluation forms we initially filled out, it's better as a group, as a team, with the city manager to not just have these disclosable, but to have that final page four, which would really be the product of those verbal discussions.
That's what
and
they
that, to
see.
Me, is the most important thing, because otherwise people could probably get the wrong impression based on these initial evaluation forms, because
that's just the initial
step. It's not the final conclusion or result product. So I think this is really the important step, not only for the council, but for the public as well.
And I'll just back that up by saying we've talked about that a lot at one of our past meetings, and any process where there's going to be a variety of opinions happen to come to a single conclusion doesn't mean there were some people that didn't disagree along the way.
Yeah.
It just means that when you sign off on the final product, whatever differences you've had, you're willing to set them aside, you know, for this final product, and that's the product that counts.
And this would be based on reaching a consensus, no final decisions or voting.
Right.
Just be everyone around the table says, you know, I'm comfortable with what we're writing down and what the mayor is signing on our behalf.
That's right.
And I like
that
because this says what we're writing down is we agree that these things need to be done. And that's a lot different than taking one little item and spending hours on it.
So, anyway.
You know, I'll just tell you, in the city of Roseburg, I work with their council and their city manager, and there was one person on the council that had a radio station and was very cantankerous. That's just the best. And you know, sometimes cantankerousness proves a good product. But in this case, it didn't over several meetings. They went through a process, and he said, hell, I'm not going to sign off on it. And then he got on it. He had a radio show, too. He owned the radio station. He got on his radio show, and he pretty much, you know, did the rest of the council in for agreeing to something. Well, that's fine. That's the way this country works, you know. But he got his point across, whatever it was. Now, turn to the last page.
I just wanted to reiterate, I really, really, really like the whole issue of having, you know, two surviving written pieces and five verbal pieces that won't be part of the yeah. written record. You know, when there's a public records request, the only two things that would go out would be those two, and it doesn't reflect the rest yeah. of the five. So having that summary page that could completely either agree with the two written pieces or completely contradict and say the public would at least know that this is what two people said, but the overall summary is completely different than that. So they can infer then from that four other people felt completely differently. I like the whole idea of having a summary sheet, because if some yeah. people don't want to write down their evaluation, there needs to be some way for yeah. for those vocal sure. Yeah. evaluations.
Yeah, that's why I put it on. That's your summary page. And I just put it on to this format that I had, because I would put it on, but I would probably say, you know, programmatic goals, corrective goals, and innovative goals. You know, if yeah. you turn to the near last page, and this is about the last thing I would say, except to ask a question at the end. On this one that has the three-level, 360-degree, my brother-in-law and I are the ones that put this together years ago for a state agency that he ran. The department heads do this, but it identifies through the department heads for the city manager about six things they'd like to see done. So those are the challenge areas, so they put those on, and they come right off of this instrument, which is the 45 points. And they've always been things that really are right on the money and need to be done. And this is, say it was Ted. And so Ted brings the seven department managers in, or the people he would directly supervise. And he's seen what they are by you talking to him, or me talking to him, or somebody talking to him, and saying those are the challenge areas, and I would give him that report. And then I'd say, well, Ted, what do you think you can do to meet that? What would be an improvement there? And so he maybe writes down a couple of strategies. And then I have him in a department head meeting come in and say, you know, I've written a couple of things, and I want to run them by you. Would those things help if I were to do those things to improve in that area? And they say, yeah, that'd help. And they say, well, what else could I do? And then he turns it over to the department and say, give me another strategy that I should be doing that would help you do your job, because, you know, management is getting work done through other people, namely the department heads. What else do I need to do to make your work better in that challenge area that I'm supposed to be getting it better in? And so he actually works off of this instrument with the department heads to improve those things that they have hit him with. And that's good. And also, he worked with the council on the things the council hits him with. So that's how it works.
And don't forget, it could also be a sheet.
I always
comment about the individual evaluation forms and whether they are disclosable. I feel like, just from past experience, we would have a very difficult time keeping those individual evaluation forms completed by anybody in regard to the city manager confidential. And personally, I don't know how you feel, Ted, but if we had a city manager who was very problematic, I personally would not be very candid on that, depending on that particular person.
I'm just thinking, if we gave it to a third party and he was giving a summary, would he be allowed to, or would those...
Those are public documents.
I will say those are issues. What I'm saying
I think you're right.
What I'm saying is this... it's clear even from the public records manual, the city council members are disclosable. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps the city managers, and again, would probably be, the department heads would probably be an open question. I know there's some differing opinions on that, but that would have to at least be an issue that people need to be aware of ahead of time. Because, again, the final determination is a request is made. If it's denied, the district attorney makes the final decision, and Rob Ovitt, being our district attorney, would make a determination that we can't predict right now, so it's still an open question, but people need to be aware that whatever they fill out is part of evaluation, whether it's something that we discuss in the executive session or even something that is indirectly used, could perhaps be disclosable, depending on how the issue plays out and how the district attorney rules on that particular public records request. And that's just something that has to be acknowledged ahead of time.
Right, and I think you made a good point, though, because you, I think it was you, David, who said at one point, if people were really candid in their evaluations, it may be readily apparent who did that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Especially with the department heads.
Yeah, yeah. So yes. As a department head, since you serve at the will of the city manager, you know,
here's what I found in the past.
It's just something to be aware of.
I would go to a couple of attorneys, and maybe David could let he.
You can't. I pose questions. I don't advise on these issues.
Okay, but I also say this. On a council, I think it's public record. I think you can't destroy anything that you do. But
no, we're not talking about destroying. We're talking about keeping something confidential versus disclosing it. Destroying is out of the question on any issue, on any record.
But I'll tell you what you can do with people that fill it out, like department heads and things like that, and it's never been contested, and there have been some real contesting things involved in some of the issues where I was doing this kind of an evaluation. I tell employees that their document, the thing that they send me, will never see the light of day again. And it's never been contested. Nobody's ever held me accountable. They have, for the people that are politically elected or anything like that, there's nothing that can be destroyed. David's absolutely right. But on the employees, I think they have a right not to have that happen to them. And so it's never been contested. I'll tell you that.
You keep it in confidence.
I actually burn the thing. I burn those after I've made the tabulation. I just say all I want is the tabulation from those individuals. But I don't have to burn them. I have a safe, and I can put them in them.
The problem is once a city employee creates something, they have created a public record.
John.
And
I've never had anybody not do it and not come up accurately. That's why I'm kind of wondering about this.
I think this is a great idea.
This discussion should probably occur between you and the city recorder after this meeting is over.
Yeah, and also I think department heads might want to talk about how interested they would be in trying to help whoever a city manager is do a better job to support what they do.
I agree with that, but we had a survey tool that we used a couple years in a row, and personally I never filled that thing out because I was afraid that if I was candid that there would be retribution.
Well, I think clearly
retribution is a different story.
This is definitely something we're going to have to get legal advice on because from my experience I would have just the opposite reaction in that typically everything that has to do with reviewing employees and whatnot at the state and even at the county level, you don't release that stuff out of their file unless they agree to it.
That's right.
Yeah, We're not talking about employees. We're not talking about discipline. We're talking about a city manager evaluation, which is a separate category of issues under the public records law. We're not talking about employees or staff people.
But you're involving the employees by doing this survey.
But that's okay. But it's a public record when an employee creates something.
So let me finish, David. So you have, in order to truly get them to say something candid, you either have to be able to guarantee that it's going to be held in confidence, or you're going to have to be sure that you have some sort of whistleblowing mechanism in place, because otherwise you run this risk of retribution from whoever is being, evaluated. You've got to have one of those two things, or an employee is not going to be honest.
I've not had a problem with employees not being honest if you say how the process is going to work and you're going to do everything you can to protect them. The summary will be the important thing. That fourth page will be the critical thing with the goals on it. I just haven't had it go back to this kind of a thing.
We're talking about two separate issues.
I'm just saying, though, John, you would have to agree that if, in fact, we tried this and for whatever reason we lost ability to keep it confidential, then that confidence that employees
two
have
separate
in the past
issues
is kind of gone.
Staff employees filling out a survey with respect to the annual employee survey through your survey tool, that's one issue.
Yeah, right.
Separate issue.
That's right.
That talks about things not only that talks about the city generally, not about the city manager per se.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a separate issue. So, Mark, we're putting that aside. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
What we're talking about is department heads filling out the same or a nearly identical evaluation form that we as council members are filling out as part of our evaluation process of the city manager, separate from employees providing a survey generically. Separate issue. We put that aside. The issue we need to talk about here is, as part of the city manager evaluation process, if we are asking department heads
to fill out a nearly identical or the same evaluation we as council members are filling out, and then you're tabulating the summary and giving it to us. The question still is, first of all, you're not going to destroy those evaluation forms. John, those will not be destroyed. Those are a matter of public record. You need to give those to Peggy. Don't destroy those,
no,
please.
I would not.
That
I
is
would not.
Off limits.
So
separate from that, the question will be, are they disclosable as a matter of public record? And we can get legal advice on that from our city attorney, but I can tell you right now, if it's appealed, the ultimate decision maker will be the district attorney on that appeal, and we can't get his determination until an actual appeal is filed. So whatever advice we get from our city attorney is only going to be couched as a maybe or a perhaps. It won't be a definite, because there is no definite until an order is issued by the district attorney.
Staying on that same topic and not getting off the other one, the 360 evaluation is done all over the place. And there has to be a precedent for how they do that in public bodies so that you protect yourself and the record is still valuable to setting the goals for a city manager. So,
well, you can probably give Bravo Bett at the district attorney's office and ask him if there's been any orders issued by himself or prior district attorneys speaking to this issue specifically.
I'll ask him that.
And there might be some other cities that have actually dealt with this issue and they've actually had to get an order issued by Bravo Bett. And I think that might be your determination there.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. That's good. Anyway, I just wanted you to see these formats, and this one brings in the city manager thing, department heads. Whereas in the one here, I left out that department head ones that you would have to evaluate. You could get it evaluated through this. That's basically why I brought it in.
So this would be the department heads, and this would be us.
This would be, the council would do both of those, as would the department heads would do just that one, the three-level one, and then the city manager would do both of them.
So we would do both.
City manager.
Department heads would do this, and city manager.
That's right. Yeah, that's how. I just throw it in there. But I think you've got the right, you're off on a good start. If I can be a further
help. Other cities were off on a good start. I just cut and pasted.
I'm sorry, what do we fill out? Which one do we fill out as well?
You fill out both of them. You would fill out this one and this one. Because you would be looking at the things that are applicable to how you've worked with the city manager. You would fill out this one for the same reason. The department heads would only fill out the three level.
So, the department heads have filled this out. You have created a summary sheet. Hmm. If we fill this out, we seven counselors, would you create a summary sheet?
I would, yeah. I'd create a summary sheet.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, but then it's probably public record.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's going to be from us, it's going to be public record. That's
it's
okay.
It's always a public record.
It is. The question is it disclosable or not?
See,
I guess the question I'm going to have is, I'm curious why you want the council to... I guess the council will have to talk about whether this needs to be filled out by the council or whether we need to blend some of this into this. Because if we got two separate evaluation forms, I guess, I don't know, I'm just wondering, is this getting a little too unwieldy with all these different forms, or should we try and combine this for the council with this rather than having us do two separate ones? I don't know, what's your experience on that?
My experience is that they both work, and they work in a little different way. This is very clear on setting programmatic goals and on doing some other things. This one is, if you look at some, well, I've got mine here. If you look at these particular questions, you get things like view situations objectively from, you know, whoever's looking at it. Generates ideas, some good, some bad, probably. Analytical problem solving. Are they a good problem solver? Understands and knows the impacts of his or her actions. Makes the best use of personnel. These are things that really the department heads would do a good job filling out, and they probably like to do it.
And you would want us to fill this out as well.
Yes, because you would get to a thing on it where you'd say there'd be quite a few yous from the city council as what you would expect because you're not out there every day.
Right. And you would then, as your suggestion is on this, the council prior to the evaluation would send these each individually to you directly.
That's
you would
right.
summarize as a summary
page. A summary.
And then perhaps if we want, we could bring each of our individual ones to the meeting like we would with this.
That's right.
Which I think I would probably do just because it's something I filled out. But I'm just trying to get a sense of what you're recommending.
Both tools to get to that fourth page, which is these are the goals that we want that person to work on this coming year. And that's what we're going to evaluate and look at next year. And we're going to look at their job description and did they fulfill those things that are their job description, including getting along with employees and getting the jobs done that we set for them. Did they improve in some maybe interpersonal things? Maybe they swore a lot on the job site. I don't know. Did they stop doing that and improve? And then they were an ace photographer once for United Press International, and we'd like them to maybe get back in that a little bit and put together something for with pictures in it. I'm just making those up, but you understand.
I gotta go.
That's all.
We have that 2 o'clock meeting.
That's the end product. That's what I was trying to get to.
So you want to set another date?
What we can do is recommend to perhaps. Have a discussion with the council on this stuff. I don't know what we can do right now. Unless you as a subgroup want to meet and
I'm almost feeling like we need to talk about what we learned.
Want to do this as a subgroup?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. So let's schedule a meeting. We can do that with Peggy after this meeting.
I'll set one in a couple weeks or a month or.
Oh, I'd like to do it in a couple of weeks. We really need to kind of push on this.
I might be at a wedding, but I'll be back.
When are you leaving?
The 6th, but I'll be back on the 12th.
Why don't you give us a few weeks in August to...
Yeah, how about mid-August?
Then I leave on the 20th, I think.
Oh, we'll do it before then.
Okay.
Sometime between when you get back and I leave.
Yeah, we'll get it working.
And I think Ted would want to be here, too.
Yeah.
And John will... We'll probably defer any more questions for you until perhaps I think either we meet again or the council actually has a chance to look at this.
That's great.
But we're going to have to sit through this.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot.
I just wanted to throw you some information. I know some of it is something you haven't maybe worked on before, but if you can use it, great.
Yeah.
Well, I love the fact that you have proved these out in the field.
Yeah, many, many times.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I had this little thing about, this is... was done 30 years ago this month. This came out. It's the most succinct two-page article I've ever seen. And you'll notice that every one of these things should be on any kind of an evaluation of a leader, a manager.
Excuse me. Okay, well, I think that covers it. So we're adjourned, and we'll schedule the next meeting.
Yes, I'll do it. Thank you.